Now this is Channel 2 Wright and a visit with Cookie, just Cookie and me, late Sunday afternoon after we finished the hay and he delivered the truckload to Mr. Ashmore. This Sunday afternoon, the 6th of May, June 1971, Channel 2 Wright. Channel 2 Wright, just Cookie and me, this Sunday afternoon, the 6th of June 1971, Channel 2 Wright, just Cookie and me, this Sunday afternoon after we finished the hay.
Monster. He said he would take, next time we cut, he would take another truckload.
Now, how does he got more judgment than Alvin and them over there?
Not by gosh, he's paying through the nose for sweet feed. He ain't got nothing for his horses to eat. He got 17 head of horses and 10-acre pasture.
Yeah, but most of these smart fellas, they won't look at anything unless it's Pangola. And they don't care whether it's good or not, just so it's Pangola.
He had some coastal there.
Yeah.
That was the poorest excuse for head I ever saw. Looked more like pressed wood or sawdust or something like that. It, the darn truth, it was just as yellow as it could be, burnt up in the sun.
Yeah.
And Woody and his throw it into his horses and they'd smell of it and turn around and walk off. Put that hay in there and man, they dove in heads first.
They dove, you give them a sample, didn't
you? I give them a sample and boy, they just eat it like it was candy.
That's
good. That's nice. Just like it was candy. And then them horses was running around there where we strung it when we unloaded it.
Yeah.
Good enough every sprig of it.
Yeah.
Every sprig of it. They were gathering it up.
They're tired of that old sweet feed.
Tired of that sweet feed and that old wood.
It's all right. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry I got into the hay business. I thought, you can't get good hay. You got no way of knowing what good hay is. You never see any.
That's right. This fellow up here at the thrift station, he begged me to sell him a whole truckload.
Just on your way?
On my way. He begged me, he said, just sell me any or all of it. Any part or all of it. I'll buy it all.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, but it's been sold. Well, have you got another truckload? I'll buy another truckload. I said, no,
right?
Sir, I just ain't got it.
Is that right? He just wants something that they could eat. He didn't care. They ain't looking for labels now.
That's right. Labels makes no difference.
Golly.
After we got that in the barn, you know, man, it did smell good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them horses had their heads sticking through them holes looking at it.
Yeah. You know, it's just a little bit too dry for it to smell us up out here.
Yeah. There wasn't quite enough of it. And it dried too quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it just dried just like it's probably dry as something. Now, sir, I sometimes wonder if it's a good thing to get in the hay business or not. You see what they put up with. Yes, sir, that Pangola, it stands up, and then after it lays down a month, they'll still pay a good price for it.
That's right, that's right.
Just so it's Pangola.
And you know, the seeds in this Bahia, you could hear them horses are cracking the seed on the teeth.
Oh, really?
And you know, it's got to be good, guy. It's got to have food value about it, or they wouldn't eat.
Yeah. Them seeds,
it's just like grain.
Yes, and them seeds not hard.
Not all of them.
These seeds, it's just headed out.
Yeah.
It couldn't be hard, could it?
Not too hard, no. I noticed that. I pulled a few heads out there, and I noticed it was hard.
Getting hard?
Yeah. That's why I say if it went very long, why, you know, it'd hurt the next crop.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go up there and look at that next field. See what's up there. Before we quit. He got 17 head horses up there. Is that right?
Oh, he got a beautiful Tennessee Walker stud. Oh, he is. He's a beautiful animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's big days.
Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a beautiful
animal. Well, what would you breed him to besides the walking horses?
You can breed him to anything.
Yeah.
You're talking about a good colt to breed Molly to him.
Yeah.
Now you would get a fabulous colt.
Yeah. Well, now this thoroughbred breeding that to Molly, that was...
To me, that was completely out of line.
Completely out of line. You don't want them long legs.
You don't want no thoroughbred. You ain't gonna race no horses. All you want is something... That is a pleasure to ride. And if there ever was a pleasure to ride, a Tennessee Walker is a pleasure to ride.
Well, what did he breed to this horse for? Just cause it's free?
Yeah.
Good horse. Well, that's a good colt.
Yeah, he's a good colt.
But you just don't need all them legs.
You can take and breed, lead. Never mind. That's Tennessee Walker. You get a colt that you work, you could ride. It would be a pleasure to work her or ride her.
Yeah.
Either one. It sure would.
Need one.
I've got no earthly use for one. Think I sold my Palomino.
Huh?
I believe I sold my Palomino to him, that thing I just bought.
Have you seen?
No, but he said I'll come and look at her for 2.5.
Well, you know.
And I give her $100 bill for a guy.
You don't need to. You can just have all hay for bait.
That's right. That's right. He'll breed that mare for me for nothing.
Well, if you had one, you'd breed for him.
Sure. If he done me favors like I done him today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I told him, I said, "Miss Ice, boy, Dad, everybody, I'm going to do this for."
Yeah.
I said, "You're an old man. You're crippled. You ain't able to lift this hay."
Yeah. Yes, this hauling and all.
Right. I said, "Now, anybody else, I wouldn't do this for."
That's right. Nice picture. I was worn out. I tired. I could have stopped and talked. But I just didn't have the talk in me right then.
I didn't lose it, by gosh. I wanted to get it off my mind.
And here he come with his little grandchild, just sailing across there, walking across there.
And detaining Frank, and I motioned for Frank to wind that thing out. I give him that. And then he took off.
Yeah. He hit over there just the wrong time.
Now, Frank, he likes that.
Yeah. He's learning over there now, because
he can pick it up and have it.
Because ain't anybody bothering him.
That's right. Nobody's bothering him. Now, last year when Nick was here, year before last, Nick kind of agitated him.
Nick Strawboss?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I kept thinking after you left, I came in here and I ate a little bite, and you know, I'd about to drop. Just about to drop. And I remembered the way we used to say if a fella, you know, been doing something, and just wore out and dry and everything like that, if he just keeps moving, it hardens him. But if he just sits down and drinks soda pop and goes to sleep, it just weakens him.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you come in from a day's work, you just go in there and wash your face and change your clothes and light out again.
That's right. Keep right on the go.
Many a time.
Many a time. And worked all night long.
Yeah. If you had somebody to see you, just go ahead and go ahead. Yeah. Yes, sir. Just come in and wash your face and change your clothes and eat a bite and...
Well, I'll see you when I get back and just move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to come by Everett's Wednesday evening. Have Frank meet me here. And meet me up at Mekinoke. It's that thrift station there on the corner, the 441.
Oh, yeah, that is thrift now.
Yeah, I'm going to have him to meet me here, meet me there with the truck. We'll park my car, go on over to Everett's, get the truck, come back through that way, pick up the car and the trucks, and go on in home.
You want to pull it?
Yeah, I've got my tow bar.
Yeah,
I'll put it right behind that Ford pickup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everett's gonna take his tractor and pull it down to the highway for me, so I won't have to mess around in that soft sand up the driveway.
Yeah.
He's gonna take his tractor and take it down to the highway for me.
He gonna get that off his hands. Now that you're not even going into the motor.
No, not right now. No, I'm just gonna pull it out and put it out of me.
Yeah. Well, now where would you come by one of those motors?
Pond junkyard up here at Hawthorne. I had that in the back of my head all the time because I knew he had the car, see.
Yeah. Huh?
I can take this motor that I take out of his truck, see.
Yeah.
It's just like the one that's in my Chrysler car. My old blue Chrysler, remember?
Yeah.
My old 51. I still got it. It's sitting in the back of the house. I'm going to keep it. I can take it and the motor that's in it and make a jam up engine for it. Drive it.
Oh.
Have an antique automobile. Put a $5 tag on it next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, it's 20 years old. 51, 61, 71.
And that's antique?
Yeah.
And then you can get to it whenever you get around to it.
Whenever I get around.
Just let it set there and it won't freeze any harder.
It won't freeze no harder.
But you got a motor from Pond's junkyard.
Yeah, just let me set right in there. Won't have to change anything.
It's all right.
It's all right. I heard it run.
You heard it run?
I done heard it run. Yes, sir.
Well, that means you can get right into the watermelon season.
That's right. That's one reason I'd kind of like to have next weekend to do that, see?
Sure. Yes. You can't do that at supper.
No.
down. Yes, sir.
Here's the money for the hay. That's $32 in cash, and I got $3 worth of gas.
Collect the money. Mister, you've been out so much on that stuff, you just put that in your pocket, in your parts and all. What did Mister Eastman have in mind yesterday when he said, talking about that block, wooden block, when you were bradding those plates in?
Well, what he said,
I couldn't quite visualize it.
He would take a wooden block, say. Okay. He would lay his rivet, he would put his rivet in the holes.
Yeah.
Then he would drive it down in that wooden block.
Yeah.
To make it go pull together good and tight, see.
Uh-huh.
But as loose as them rivets fit, that wouldn't do a bit of good.
Yeah. Well, now he's done all them things.
Now he's talking about leather. I think he's a little bit confused there. Now,
yeah.
We used to do that when we was riveting leather together.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then
yeah.
Your leather would stick to your rivet seam.
Oh, yes.
Then you could put your burr on it and brad it.
I see.
I think that's what he was speaking of now. I think you're just a little bit confused.
Yeah. Well, now, you see, if he'd taken a hold of it and, you know, got the feel of it a minute or two, it'd come back to him.
It'd come back to him, yeah. See, I was putting a different type of knife on that bar than what came off of it.
Much thicker.
Much thicker, much harder to work with.
Are they harder to work with?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But once you get them on there, you can't hardly wear them out, and you can't hardly break them. You can go out here and cut stuff as big as your thumb with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ain't gonna break them. Or them other things, if you hit something as big as your thumb, you're gonna break it just like that.
It just flakes. I can see that. Come here, Frank, and get you some water. There may be some cold in there if you want it. I never drink cold. This is fresh right there. You open up and get you some cold. Look in there and see what you got. I don't think he's done much mechanic work.
No, I don't think so.
But he's worked with the now that wheel, you see, I'll bet you he'd just be as good as a blacksmith on that.
He would. I'm going to try my best to get him fixed because I've got enough confidence in him to think that he would do a good job on.
Yeah. Now what would you do? Take your wheel down there?
Yeah. Just take it down and leave it. So now look here, fix it when you get time.
Yeah. And now let me see now. You've got to get a curve in that piece of oak.
That's right. That's right. And I've got to find a piece of oak 3 by 6. It's got to be 3 inches thick and 6 inches wide, at least, to get enough curve to put in there where he'll have to cut that rotten out.
Three by six. Now that's, this is the way the wheel goes around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now it's going to be 3 inches thick like this.
No, it'll be...
3 inches this way.
Yeah, 3 inches through this way. Because it's 2 5/8 inches. Why?
Yeah.
It's got a 3-inch tile on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, in order to get your curve like this, it'll have to be 6 inches wide. to get enough wood to cut your curve out.
Oh, you got to cut both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And a jigsaw do it?
Yep, jigsaw do it.
When it's hot. Now he got to put that in hot water.
That's right.
And leave it how long?
You have to boil it 3 or 4 hours.
That long?
Yeah, to get that wood warm all the way through, yeah. The same temperature all the way through.
Yeah. Now that's the biggest job, isn't it?
Sure.
Now how long can he work it after he does that? Half an hour?
Yeah, half.
Before it hardens again?
Yeah, 3/4 of an hour, maybe an hour, I don't know. It takes it a long time to cool down.
He doesn't have to hurry.
No, he'd have time to get cut out.
Well, now what has he got to, is he going to bend it or cut it?
He'll bend it part of the way, but he'll still have to cut some of it.
What's he going to bend it with?
That's his problem.
It is.
That's why I can't do it, because I ain't got enough sense to do it.
You haven't got enough sense to do the bending, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. It's like you'd have to have something. I never saw that done.
In order for him to bend, the reason he's got to bend it is this. Whenever he puts it in there in place, it's got to have enough tension on it to hold itself in there.
Yes.
Now that is
but nails won't do it.
You can't nail it. There ain't no way to nail it.
Yeah. You can't bolt it in.
No, because there just ain't no way to bolt it.
Yeah.
It's got to go in there, and it's got to be strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet.
Well, now that's he wasn't jumping at that sandbag.
No, but. He kicked it to his mind, and he said, I believe I could do it.
Yeah.
Then he got off on this boat deal, you know. The way they built the bows for the boats and all that.
What was that? Yeah, so he's done it. Wait a minute now.
He's done it.
He made them molds. Did he put concrete in it? How did he set that boat down in the dirt?
I don't know. He didn't get to that.
He didn't say how.
He didn't say how, but he said he molded those bows, and they were straight grained. They bent them, but he put them down in a piece of tubing, filled it full of water, and then built a fire around it.
I don't see it. I'm lost.
Well, just like this right here was a piece of tubing.
Yes.
He put a tube of two down inside that, and filled it full of water. And built him a fire around it.
Oh.
And boiled that water and boiled him for gosh knows how long.
Yeah. And that was him and somebody else.
Yeah, I forget who he's talking about.
Him and his brother-in-law or somebody.
Yeah.
And that's up the country.
Mm-hmm. That's New York State.
And that was a boat.
They
put the ribs in it.
Yeah. There's 2 bales of hay in that hay bale. I want them out because they'll draw dampness and brush and stick.
Yeah.
Because we learned the hard way, didn't we?
We learned that lesson. I don't believe it takes long to start that rusting.
And after you get them out, get some oil and oil those bottom plates. And they won't work.
Just plain old motor oil?
Just plain old motor oil. So we'll do that right now. Then you can go home.
Can't finish going in.
Huh?
So ain't that done going in. Alright?
Alright, when you put that hay in there, make sure you put it back where that horse can get to it. You hear?
Yeah.
What time did they break up last night?
He was home for 5 minutes for class.
Don't tell me. That must have been hard on him.
And he only drove 41 miles.
Yeah. You checked it.
I checked before he left and I checked it this morning.
Yeah.
41 miles all he drove.
Yeah. How far are you from over there?
20 miles.
Is it that far?
It's 20 miles exactly from in front of my house to that station that I have. Well, I know what he done. He went off of Hawthorne Road about a half a mile and took his girlfriend home, then he came back. Now, that's what he did.
That's all he went out of the way.
And he didn't leave home for 8:30. He had to be there at 9 o'clock. And he was back home by 5 minutes for himself.
Yeah. Well, that's hard on the old man.
I didn't go to sleep. I didn't even lay down till they all come home.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been no use.
Wouldn't have been any use. They come in and see everybody up. They say, well, look at that. Why don't they go on and...
Uh-huh. That's what they said. What are you doing that? I'm waiting for you all to come home.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. That's the most moderate he's been.
Since January.
Yeah.
Since January. That's 6 months.
There used to be an old man lived next to us, and he was a right modest fella. You could just run over and, everything. He's all right. But when he went out on a trip, he put on them kid gloves, and he sat back in that car, and it was spotless. And he just moved. He didn't idle. He went on. As far as I know, that's the only time he ever showed in his spirit. So you see how it must be a great temptation.
It must be.
Everybody rides them, you see. Everybody tell them how to do something.
It's like that boy that Frank used to run around with. He quit school. Same grade as Frank.
Yeah.
He'd been driving without a license for about 3 years. They taught him driving without a license.
Yeah.
Cost the daddy about $500. Then he quit school. He won't stay home. He gets all over the country.
Yeah.
Now that ain't good influence on nobody.
No.
So, I told Frank, I said, Frank, better let him alone. He's gonna get in trouble. And before that boy is 20 years old, he'll be in serious trouble. But you can't tell him that. You cannot tell him anything.
Yeah.
His parents just let him do as he sees.
Yeah. They don't try.
They don't try, no. Just like Laura, now the junior senior prom Friday night. Yesterday evening, there's a majority of the juniors and seniors came back home yesterday evening. They was out with their boyfriends and girlfriends and stayed all night long and all day yesterday.
Oh yes. Oh yes. They go to the beach or anywhere they want to.
No, Tommy. Oh, I said, now wouldn't that have been a pretty thing coming in here this hour in the day from last night?
In high school.
She said, I'd lost $40.
If you get away with it, the way you are going, you'd be 1,500. So just keep your fingers crossed now. But now, once she gets a taste of that, I don't see how she can change. But these that stay out all night, they're the ones that are loose ends all the time.
Yeah.
They're the ones hard to please, you see.
Well, her working is the best thing that ever happened to her. Because when she comes home, she has give out.
She's also got something to talk about.
That's right. She got some experience. She experiences something new every day.
Yeah. Not all pleasant, but some of it is. At least it's what goes on.
Yeah.
Who this fella that Webb?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Fritz.
Fritz Webb.
You see, she went through school with all of them. Well, see, she graduates with one of his kids tonight. His own oldest boy. Graduates from high school tonight.
So he's a family man.
Yeah. But separated. But this is the thing now. She watched him die.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks ago.
And she knew that he'd been on that drunk all that
That's
time.
Right.
She knew about that.
She knew about
everybody,
it.
A lot of people knew about it.
Everybody knew about it. And she came in last night. She said, Daddy, we've got another one with the BTs. Duncan Trimble. They're looking for her to die anytime.
In the hospital?
Not at the hospital.
She sees all that going on.
She sees all that's going on.
I see Marvin and them, Mr. Gus, went over there just to get their car serviced, that old truck serviced.
Yeah.
And the boy said, what sort of oil are you? And he said, foot nose. Or ask him, something like that. And the boy said, he ain't here. Or can't ask him, or something like that, you know. And he says, well, what's the reason? Now, that's coming right at you. He'd been dead and buried 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he didn't know he's even anything wrong with it. Oh, it's got so, if you don't see people for a while, you kind of pray that.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They didn't ask about it. Yes. Cookie, we made some progress with that old mower, haven't we?
Yes, sir. We sure have.
What'd you do to that?
Just put them wear plates in there.
Where'd they go?
Underneath the, underneath the hold down clip.
That looks pretty green considering how dry it is.
Yeah.
Underneath what?
Underneath the hold down clip. See, I put new clips, a new wear plate, and I bought some new sections.
Yeah. Now the sections, you got a set of them for $6.
Right, and I've got 6 left over.
And you got 2 sets? Or just 1 set?
Just 1 set.
1 set's enough for 2 blades?
No, you, takes 18 to the blade, 8 to the blade.
Yeah.
No, it takes 22 to that blade. And, I got, there was 30 in the box. I've got 8 left over. I've got half enough for my horse drawn more than that. Next thing we buy, we ought to buy a set of guards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new set of guards for that mowing machine will cost about $40.
That much?
Set. Yes, sir. They're about $2 a piece.
Oh, man.
Then you'll have the same as a new mowing machine.
What's the, what brings that price up to a guard?
They've always been high.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe there's more to them than I realize.
There's a lot to them. They're the most important part of a mowing machine, actually.
Yeah. $40. $2 a piece. Well, I tell you, when you coming up by, coming in, you just been around twice, and you coming in then, I could tell you wasn't in second gear. And it just going away.
Now, last year, a year before last, when we first got that mower, we had to cut in second gear.
Oh, yes. And race it.
Yes.
Yes.
Second gear all the time.
Yes. And we kept that tractor humming. Now, Nick raced around there in third gear, but it didn't cut it.
It pulled it.
Yes.
Right now, those thick, heavy spots over there, why, it just quickly flashed right onto there.
Yeah. Well, that's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now, the baler, Cody, them's the first sizable bales we've had. Now, we've had big bales before, but there's always something wrong with them, that maybe the hay was wet or something. And we get a great big old bale. But by and large, the bales have been about half size, and they weren't heavy.
They were pretty, held their weight pretty well all the way through, because I unloaded every one of them over there to the city.
Yeah. But now you didn't change the back part where you twisted.
No. I didn't change it after I once set it today.
Yeah.
I set it down there, and I could tell I checked the first bale, and it was all right, so we just kept our own motivation.
It was that other jigger up there.
Yeah.
It slipped down.
That's right.
Now, what is that, the trip?
That's right. That's what trips it.
So it had slipped down on that stand that held it.
Right. And it was tripping too soon. And you were getting the bale about that long.
Yeah.
Now, these bales come out about that long. Good size bale.
That's a mighty simple thing, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
To have been hanging over us all this time.
And I used a wooden, just a wooden wedge to hold it up there.
Well, what is it? You got a little more time where you can put your mind on a little bit more.
That's right, you can think. I've not got a load on my shoulders all the time.
Yeah.
I've got a load, but not such a heavy load. I'll put it that way.
You got enough to do, keep your mind occupied.
Yeah, but I ain't got the load this year that I had last year and the year before and the year before that.
You actually don't have anything aggravating you right now.
Nothing at all.
That's been unusual.
I owe a little bit. I owe a few people, but I ain't worrying about them. I won't let them do that.
But I mean, there's nothing aggravating you.
No. I guess the kids running around in automobiles it aggravates me more than anything else. Especially when I don't know where they're at.
Yeah. That ought to.
Yeah, what they're into. Now, Laura, I know exactly where she's at.
Yeah. But the others will get in the car and go off somewhere, and you won't know where they are.
Just like Frank. Now, he left here in that truck. He left here about 15 to 6. It'll take him to 7 o'clock to get home, I bet you a quarter.
Just
He just got to goof around so much.
Yeah. Well, now, that Alex Chalmers, it looks so simple once it works, don't it? Now, did you bend that piece of iron?
No, I cut it and then welded it together. I cut it. Cut it into three pieces.
Oh.
I took one piece and laid it up on like that and welded it. And another one laid it up on the end like that and welded it, see?
Yeah.
All right?
Oh.
The bolt comes down through this way.
Oh, I see what you
mean.
It
can't come out.
Yeah.
The pin that holds the drawbar in, it can't come out.
How much do you lap it?
About half inch.
Is that all?
That's all. I welded it here, and I welded it underneath. And I got two big holes right here, and bolted up to the bottom of the tractor.
You put them holes in there before you welded it?
Yes, sir.
How do you mark it there and hold it so you weld it where you want it?
I just marked it with a pencil, held it up there and stuck it.
And then took it out and
worked it over.
Worked it over. Well, that's simple.
Yeah.
Now that, what was that? A half inch stuff?
Yeah.
Heavy
stuff, yes, sir.
But it didn't take much of it.
No. Took a piece about, I cut a piece off 12 inches long and 2.5 inches wide. That's all I need.
Now you use the same bolts?
Same bolts. Same bolts.
And they was long enough?
Then we weigh it that. Well, actually, no, they're not long enough, but if you get one any longer, I mean, if you get the next length, it's going to be too long.
Now, that must be a pretty heavy bolt.
It is. It's a 3/4 inch.
Pretty hard.
It's hard, yeah. It's case hardened. A case hardened bolt.
Now, that'll hold as long as you keep it tight.
That's right.
But once you let it give it a little play,
it'll come off of it like it did before.
And that's when it busted everything.
And we never did find that old bracket out there, did we?
No, we never have.
Heck, it may have been. I lost it back over here somewhere.
Okay, well, I forget where I now go. We were hitched to the baler, and the baler came off, and it seemed like we was out there. So it ought to be out there, ought it?
It ought to be, but we didn't wake it up, did we?
Because we started with that baler on the draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gave way. I don't know if you were here or not.
No, I wasn't here. Frankie and Willie was here.
Oh.
That was last year.
Yeah. And they wasn't running down. Willie was hurting, you see, that liver here was just giving him fits. All the lip has been taken out. All he had was his skin and that cardboard on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, for a man who'd never had ache or pain, you see, that's...
That's awful.
That's right smart. Now, I've never had anything like that, so I don't know what he's going through. But I remember he come out there, and he was laying it off to me. He says, money, dollars, and cents don't mean a thing. You know, Willie can't get mad. Now, he can fight, but he, you know, he never flies off. I don't believe he ever flew off. I don't know what it is. No, sir. And he squatted down there and said it all over again. he went ahead and we sort of cleared that field out there.
And they threw it in the barn down here and just tore
just
it off.
Stole it.
Just tore it all to pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
And me and Frank took that we got today over there and stacked it in Mr. Ashmore's barn.
Yeah.
I mean, just the width of the bale.
Yeah.
Stacked it up there, 5 high. They are just as pretty as you please.
You know, I was thinking, when I came out of there, because I felt like I used to feel when I come out of the field, you know, it's, you know, when you're working. All my muscles were tired. They weren't aching, but they were tired.
Yeah.
But it was it was a rather pleasant feeling. It works all the meanness out of you. Now, you know, the men and the women was like that, used to be. You see, your mother worked hard, your daddy.
Yeah.
Not as heavy, probably.
But longer hours.
Yeah. And also, stooping over, gathering, picking
beans and peas and digging potatoes and my grandmother always used to say, man's work is from sun to sun, sun up to sun down, and a woman's work is never done.
Yeah, it just keeps right on.
A woman's work is never done.
Yeah. But you see, they had them sheep that they washed and dried out the sun and brought them in and put them on the bed, and it still smelled like the sunshine.
That's right. And rubbed them out on an old scrub board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well?
And wrung them out by hand, wrung the water out by hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now that ringing, because that takes, that's, I think that took more out of them than anything else. That was
that took a lot of strength.
That took strength.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, when them old ringers come on, you see, you just wind through that. But that was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was just late. But that helped a little bit. What we used to drink in the summertime, we didn't have all this soda pop, you see. I remember we used to have some sort of beer. It was,
homebrew.
No, it was, what is that stuff? It sparkled a little bit. What sort of, what they called it, beer? It wasn't beer.
Up home, we used to drink a lot of apple cider.
Yeah. Yeah. I see, of course. That goes way back, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the ice, now, you'd get the ice whenever you went to the store.
Yeah, you buy block ice.
Yeah. Now that ice been plentiful for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And you just use it until it is gone, and then you wait a few days and get some more.
That's right.
Nobody had it all the time.
No, Mama used to in the corner of the cellar. They had built in there what we called the milk cooler. It was about 3 foot square and about 5 inches deep. All right, we'd put fill it about half full of water.
Yeah.
All right, we set a milk in there, you know. Well, in the summertime, that water would just get, this is cold, I mean, it'd stay cold. Well, that would keep your milk cold. Keep it from spoiling, you know, in the summertime. And Mama's kept milk in there for a week at a time. Edwards Four.
But now, that was right there in the ground.
Right there in the ground, right there in the fruit cellar.
In the fruit cellar. And he just put some water in there.
Yeah, but he took cement, you know, and built a little basin there, about 3 foot square.
Yeah.
And put it all about 2 inches of water in it. 2.5 inches.
And that water would stay cold.
Stay cold. They set through a great big glass bowls of milk down in it, you know.
Yeah.
That way nothing couldn't get in it.
Yeah.
No ants or nothing could get in it.
Yeah.
And stay cold. I mean, just they could teach a drink.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need everything cold.
No, we kept water in there. Had one of these big clear 5 gallon glass jugs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'd keep that in the cellar all the time, summertime, cold.
All you gotta do is just set that down?
Just set it in there and leave it overnight. Well, next morning, when we went to the field, we'd take us a jug of cold water.
Yeah.
A gallon jug of cold water.
Well, water, spring water and salt water.
Spring water.
Tastes better.
Yeah. We have one of these stone jugs, a gallon. And water stayed cold in it for a long time.
Yeah.
We take a gallon jug of the morning and refill it at noon and take it back.
But just the food. You know, we always left around the table over it, you know, just keep fires and stuff.
That's right.
And you take greens, which is good like that, is a lot hotter dinner.
Greens and beans and potatoes?
You didn't need to heat them.
No. All you needed was a hot pan of cornbread or something.
Yeah.
You had it made, and you could eat. Maybe Mom would fry some, or cook some meat.
Yeah.
Fresh meat.
Yeah. Yeah, just for taste.
Yeah.
It seemed to me like wheat bank or buttermilk.
Yeah. Buttermilk and cornbread.
And I remember when I realized that buttermilk could be rich if you want it rich. Or it can be just skimmed.
Yeah.
See, and just that old. Or it tasted just a bit skimmed as it did with some of the cream left. Well, I don't know what made that taste so good. But that would come in.
You were just having lunch?
Yes, we're ready for supper now. Yeah. This, Faye, look at here. Took the hay and collected the money. Now that's uncommon. And furthermore, he's glad to get the hay.
And said, I'll take another load anytime you can get it.
This bunch over yonder, you see, we couldn't even give it away, could we?
That's right.
I don't know what it is.
How many
did you wind up with? I took
him 40 bales.
Yeah. Good.
And Frank, he's going to take some of that little girl and take some home for our horses. I think he had 20 bales on the truck.
Well, that's pretty good.
60 bales. I think that's all we had. But,
Well, that's good. I considered what I was afraid it was going to be out there.
Look at that, Now, that little wagon with the metal wheels that Mr. Eastman said he run into west of Lowell or somewhere down here. That would change the feel of the thing. The only thing that'll do is help you turn around.
Yeah, make it easier on the horse.
They were back.
Yeah. See, that big wagon that I got, it's hard to back, and it's hard to pull. It pulls so high on. See, the lower you can keep your double tree, your single tree, the better it is on your horses. If you get it up high, it's the harder it is on them.
I didn't realize that. How'd you notice that?
Well, my dad always told me that, and I can see why. You see that collar, when it fits around her neck,
yeah,
it fits on a slope.
Yeah.
All right? If you're pulling square against that,
yeah,
it don't pull up and choke them.
You mean if you're pulling at an angle?
Pulling at an angle.
Where it's square against the collarbone, right, whatever it is.
Why, it don't pull up and choke them.
Yeah.
Where if you're pulling straight back,
yeah,
why, you're tendency to pull that collar up and it'll choke your horses. They don't pull through on their shoulders.
Well, what's the advantage of those high wheels like on your wagon?
That was for wading mud.
Yeah.
Ruts, that's right.
But it'd be easier on the horse if you had a smaller wheel.
Smaller wheel?
And a flatter wheel.
That's right, to where it would drop it down. Drop your double tree down lower, it would pull on an angle and square against your shoulder.
Do you want a wider wheel?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
Well, there's one, of course, those metal wheels, they won't, you won't have to put spokes in or anything. Or that outside part, what do you call that?
Fellers.
Yeah. I guess that's the way they always done that. Heated them. Boiled them.
Yeah.
One way or another. Yeah. Still good. Barbara, when she was here, said these little cars, you could feel the ground. You feel like you're riding on the earth. You know, I'd forgotten that. And after that, I noticed it when I was riding in the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And it's an entirely different feel, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Now, I wonder if the children notice that when they don't notice it unless somebody speaks of it.
There's an entirely different feel between the wagon, that wagon of mine, and one of these trailers out here, yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, now,
I'll tell you where I get it at. Your trailers has got rubber wheels.
Oh, yes.
You never get a sudden jolt.
Yeah.
Well, on the wagon, when that wheel drops off, it hits solid. Now,
yeah,
it don't bounce, it don't rock. I mean, it just hits solid and stays there.
Yeah. So your rubber tie gives you spring.
Gives you spring.
And in the hayride, they don't need a spring. They just need to bounce along on them rocks.
Yeah.
Good rocky road, don't they?
Yeah.
Except they're not conscious of that. They're thinking about themselves. Tonight.
Now they got the mind on something else.
That's the trouble with children, you see. They really don't see what goes on. They just think about themselves. Their mind's always on themselves. They got to be way on up there before they start getting out of themselves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the reason, you see, you take a person leave home before they're adult, and they may have worked in the field and everything like that, but they don't remember much about it. That's my trouble, you see. You got to be there afterwards. Somewhere along the line, you see, you start looking around.
Well, just like Laura now, this morning. She called down here. She heard of an accident on Hawthorne Road. Car accident. Well, immediately she called down here to see if me and Frank had got here all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, in the past 6 months, I can see her overcoming a great deal of her stumbles.
Yeah.
She starts looking out ahead of herself and for the other person,
yeah,
rather than herself.
Yeah. Realize what a great relief that is.
Yeah, now, you show me one out of 100 that would have done what she did this morning.